the singer and actress Barbara Streisand announced the Oscar for Best Director.
Well, the time has come. Catherine Bigelow!
Accepting the Oscar, Bigelow called it the moment of a lifetime. She thanked the cast and crew and dedicated the award to the members of the military serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. Backstage, she said she hopes she is the first of many women directors to earn the honor, the highest in Hollywood.
And of course, I'd love to just think of myself as a filmmaker, and I long for the day when that modifier could be a moot point, but I'm ever grateful if I can, you know, inspire some young, intrepid, tenacious, male or female filmmaker and have them feel that the impossible is possible. Never give up on your dream.
Bigelow's fast-paced war tale was also honored for original screenplay, sound editing, sound mixing, and film editing. The Hurt Locker triumphed over its leading competitor, the high-budget science fiction film Avatar. Avatar was directed by Bigelow's ex-husband, James Cameron, and both films started the evening with 9 nominations. Avatar earned 3 Oscars for its art direction, cinematography, and visual effects. Jeff Bridges was named Best Actor for his role as an aging country musician in Crazy Heart. The film also earned an Oscar for its original theme song. Sandra Bullock was named Best Actress for her starring role in The Blind Side, a story about a woman who helps a troubled high school athlete. Bullock, speaking backstage, had advice for aspiring actors who hope to follow her example.
Everyone's really good at telling everyone else how to live their life or how to be or how to do it. Just don't listen. My mother beat it into our heads to be original, and I didn't understand that until later on. And just everyone's unique, and that's what makes people exciting to watch, I think. So just savor what you are and not what everyone else wants you to be.
The Oscar for Best Supporting Actress went to Monique, who plays the abusive mother of a troubled teenage girl in Precious. Better known as a stand-up comic, Monique has been widely praised for her role in the raw and gripping drama. She said backstage that the film has helped shape her as a person and an artist.
This role has shaped my life. To allow me not to judge and to love unconditionally. Now, if that goes into my career, great. But if it doesn't, and I'm just a dynamic person that I strive to be every day, I've won, baby.
Christoph Waltz earned the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his role as a Nazi colonel in the World War II film Inglourious Basterds. Accepting the Oscar statuette, he said director Quentin Tarantino had led the cast and crew on a voyage of discovery.
And Quentin, with his unorthodox methods of navigation, this fearless explorer, took this ship across and brought it in with flying colors. And that's why I'm here. And this is your welcoming embrace. And there's no way I can ever thank you enough. But I can start right now. Thank you.
Up was named Best Animated Picture, and it also received an Oscar for its original score. The Argentinian crime drama, The Secret of Their Eyes, was named Best Foreign Language Film. The Oscar for Best Documentary went to The Cove, which looks at the killing of dolphins off the coast of Japan. The Oscar for Best Short Subject Documentary went to Music by Prudence, the story of a disabled young singer in Zimbabwe. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.